Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special zechus for a refuah shleima for Menachem Elchanan ben Brindle, Yehoshua ben Altachai Dvora, Nasan Chaim ben Zelda, and Pinchas Shlomo Tzvi ben Ze'eva. We're going to be learning the sugya of Hakrava Bachutz al Pinavi based on the wonderful Mishnas Chaim and Dvarim and Siman and Nun Vav. It says in the pasuk, "Yisham lecha pentala lasecha b'chol mokom asher tira." Be careful, lest you bring your korbanos in every place that you see. Rather, you have to bring it in the place God chose in the Beis Hamikdash. Rashi says, "B'chol mokom asher tira asher yale b'libcha," that goes up in your heart. But al pinavi, you're not allowed to decide yourself. But al pinavi, you're allowed to be makriv a korban, even shchutei chutz, like Elio and Hara Carmel. And this is from the Sifri here in Piska Ayin, in the Yerushalmi in Megillah, in the first parak, Sofalach Yad Aleph, Amrib Yossi, Eina Bamani Teres Elabinabi. The only time you're allowed to bring a korban outside, when Zman Isser Bamos, outside of the Beis HaMikdash, is if you have a Navi. My time, why? Shamalacham Pentala, Lasech B'chol Makom Asher Tira, Kim B'Makom. You're only allowed to do it when the Navi tells you. But otherwise, you're not allowed to. And Elio was makriv b'shas iser habamos. Elio was makriv at the time of iser bamos. So you're allowed when there's a navi telling you, but otherwise you are not allowed. So we have to understand why we need a special drasha to teach us that you're allowed to be makriv b'chutz b'shas iser bamos al pinavi. We have a pasuk, Elav Tishmon, Yevamos, Tzadi Amid Beis, Hafilu Omer Lecha, Avor Al Achas Mikol Mitzvah Shebetorah, Kon Eliyahu Bar Kamla Fisha Shemalo. So you're allowed to listen to a Navi when he tells you not to keep the Torah. So why do we need a special drasha to be Matir Hakrava Bachutz, Bishas Iser Habamos, Al Pi Navi? When anyway al pinavi, you're allowed to be over in all the mitzvahs in the Torah. That's why paskin the Rambam in Hilchos Yisrael Torah in the ninth parak. So why do we need a special drasha legabei male b'chutz b'shas iser bamos that you're allowed to listen to the navi and the nitziv and the emek hanitziv on the sifri? Was already omed on this nekuda. The Meshech Chochma writes that we know that you are not allowed to listen even l'shah to a navi who tells you to be Oved Avodah Zarah. That's Yud Gimel Vav. B'tam Iser Kachim Bachutz. Why you're not allowed to be Mala Bachutz? It says in Vayikra, Yud Zayin Zayin V'loyitz B'chod Esavchem L'Seirim. There is a chash of Drara D'Avodah Zarah. In other words, the Torah feels, the Torah doesn't feel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that when one is Makriv Karbonos Bachutz, that's going to be like going in the ways of the Goyim. The goyim were a makriv l'shem avodah zarah, and therefore one is not allowed to listen to a navi who tells one to be oved avodah zarah. In the same way, one would think that he is not allowed to listen to a navi when he tells him to be makriv bachutz, because what's the difference? Makriv bachutz is avodah zarah. It's Drara d'Avodah Zarah, and just like by Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to listen to a Navi, also being Makriv Bachutz. That's the way the Goyim used to do. Wherever they feel like it, they bring a carbon. So that's going to Chshash Drara d'Avodah Chshash Avodah Zarah. However, it says in Yevamos that L'migdar Milsa, if it's like Elio did it for a special fence for that specific time it was needed, in order that the Jews should come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not follow the idols, So he told them to be makriv bachutz. It's like the Gemara in Shabbos, kufin aleph amid beis, to be machal one Shabbos in order to keep a lot of Shabbos. So l'migdor milsa for avodah zarah, you're allowed to listen to the navi to be makriv bachutz, but l'migdor milsa for in order to make offense to save us from other averis, then you wouldn't be allowed to listen to the Navi to be Makriv Bebama, because there's a Chshash Shemi Avomizel Avodah Zarah. So we see from this Meshech Chachma that the Torah had to specify that even to be makrav b'chutz b'zman eser bamos, you listen to a Navi, it's because hakrava b'chutz b'zman eser bamos is drar d'chshash avay d'zara, and if the Torah not specified a head there, we would not be allowed to listen to a Navi, just like you don't listen to a Navi to be oved avay d'zara. And that we're allowed here to listen to the Navi is because it's a, even though it's a drar d'chshash avay d'zara, it's only l'migdor milsa for avay d'zara. In other words, be mechal Shabbos once in order to keep a lot of Shabbosis. So do this little shtickle avay d'zara d'ka aveira in order to prevent a lot of other avay d'zaras. So there's a ha'ara here on the Meshech Chachma from the Gemara in Yevamos that says, Eilav Tishmon, Afilu Omer Lecha, Avor Al Achas Mikol Mesa Shebetorek on Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel Afisha Shemalo. So you learn from the Pasuk of Eilav Tishmon to listen to the Navi, even if he tells you to be Makar V'Karban V'Chutz. But Lefi the Meshech Chachma, you wouldn't have learned it from that Pasuk of Eilav Tishmon. You need our Pasuk. So we learn that you're only allowed to choose a place that was chosen by Hashem, and the Yerushalmi darshan that even when the Navi tells you to go there, that's also chosen by Hashem. But otherwise, if not for our pasuk here, you would not be allowed to be shochet b'chutz. That's what the way the Meshech Chachma learns. However, you see in the Gemara it seems not like that. According to the Meshech Chachma, the only way you can be makriv b'chutz is altar pasuk of Yisham Elochem Pentalo Sechav B'chol Makom Asher Tirekim Makom Asher Yivchar. So for that, you have the pasuk teaches you that if the Navi tells you, you're allowed to be shochet b'chutz. But according to the Gemara, you're already allowed to be shochet b'chutz, even though it's Shash Dorah Devo Dezara from the pasuk of Eilav Tishmon. So we have to say that when the Gemara says Kagon Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, it's not talking about the Ikar Hadar that Eliyahu is Makriv Bachutz, and that's what you learn from this pasuk, but rather, what it means to do is to give an example to that it says in the Braisa, Lefi Shah. What does it mean? Lefi Shah Eliyahu Bahar HaKarmel, but not Hakrava Bachutz. Hakrava Bachutz, you learn from our pasuk. Ikar Hadar, you learn from our pasuk. By the way, you can find an asmachta for the Meshech Chachma that Akrava Bachutz is Bechlal Dror D'Achshash Avedizara, because the Rambam writes in the ninth perek of the Halachos of the Beis HaMikdash and Halacha Yadalid that somebody who's over V'asa Bayis Chutz LaMikdash to be Makar of Karbanos LaShem, it's not a Beis Avedizara. So in other words, there is a Havamina that if you make a Bayis Chutz LaMikdash Kedei LaHakar of LaShem, it's a Beis Avedizara, even though the purpose of the Bayis is to be Makar of LaShem. But since it's Chutz LaMikdash, it's Chashash Avedizara, which is very stems with what we're saying over here, that nevertheless, it's not a Beis Avedizara. But here we're saying, like the Meshech Chachma says, that the Isser of Hakrava Bachutz is Mishum Terara Davo Dezara, and therefore you need a special pasuk to be Matir, because normally you don't listen to a Navi when he tells you to be Oved Avod Dezara. Another hour in the Meshech Chachma is that he himself writes in Parashat Shoftim, Yudches Tesvav, and the pasuk of Navi Mikir Becha Me'achecha Kamoni. What does Kamoni mean? Beshituf Shem Navi Levad, Velo B'mailan. That's what it says, Eilav Tishmon, that Afilu Lavor Al Mitzvah Achaz Shebet Torah, Kelio Bahara Carmel, Mishim Shakola Torah, Shamu Mipi Moshe, Lachen Yechola Lehe Oker Lisha Alpi Navi, Shigam Hu Navi Kamohu, Bishituf Hashem, Avalanochi Velo Yee, Shishamu Me Atzma Mipi Agvura, Ein Navi Rashoi La Korba Vedizara, Afilu Lisha, Ukadam Rab Yochanam, Sofa Nechnakam, Sadi Amralaf, the Shinamar Lalan Pasakizain, Hetivo Asher Dibeiru, Shimshamu Akom Piagvur, Loya Yochal Aliol is Boch Bahara Carmel, Vishar Hanavi. And the Meshech Chachma says something very interesting, that to be Ovid of Avodazara, we're not allowed to listen to a Navi, is not because of Chumras Avodazara. Pasuk says, Navi Mikirbacha Meachecha Kamoni. The Kamoni is the Navi alone. The Navi alone is like Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's what it says, Elof to Shimon, even to be over on a mitzvah achas shebet Torah, like Ayo and Har Carmel, you listen to him. Why? Because the whole Torah, they heard from Moshe. And therefore they can be okay the Torah, because what was Moshe? Moshe was a Navi. So therefore this Navi can be okay with the other Navi, what Moshe says. But that excludes... And that's what the Meshech Chochmah says. B'shitu shein Navi levad v'lo lo b'mayla. In other words, he doesn't necessarily have to have the mayla of Moshe Rabbeinu. He just has to have the shein Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu. And therefore, we can uproot the Torah that Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. However, anochi lo yielecha, that we heard mi piagvura, that we're not allowed to uproot, even the fisha. We're not allowed to... That's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're allowed to mess with what Moshe Rabbeinu says, but not with what we heard directly mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not mishum churma d'avodah zara that we're not allowed to listen to a Navi when he tells us to be avodah zara, but rather because we heard it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So according to this, we have to understand what the Meshech Chochmah writes here, that we need a pasuk le'rabbi shchut dechutz, that we listen to a Navi, since it's d'rar d'chshash avodah zara, that would only be if you weren't listening to a Navi when he tells you to be Ovid Avodah Zarah because of Chumas Avodah Zarah. There you can say that Drara Dichshash Avodah Zarah is included in Avodah Zarah. But since it's not Mishum Chumas Avodah Zarah, but rather because Anoichin Lo Yielecha, we heard Mipi Agvura, so that's only by Avodah Zarah Atzma. But Isser Shchut Echutz, we didn't hear Mipi HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Vifalta Reinas Ahavamina, how do you have such a Havamina that you shouldn't listen to a Navi when he tells you to be Shochet Shchut Echutz? Because it's Chashash Avodah Zarah. We didn't hear that directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, why shouldn't you listen to a Navi? In Tzvachim Kuv Tezayin Amid Beis, it says Tanu Rabbanon, the Abreel B'nei Yisrael, which is Vayikri Yitzayin Aleph, B'nei Yisrael Mitzuvin Al Shchut Echutz, Ve'in HaNochrim Mitzuvin Al Shchut Echutz. Lefikach Kol Echad Ve'echad B'ayin Abam Ala Atzmo Yomakri V'alea Kol Mashi Yirtze. That only the Jewish people were Mitzuvah Al Shchut Echutz. The goyim are not mitzvah al shchut echutz, and therefore they can build their own bamas and mimakriv whatever they want. So we have to understand pshat in this gemara. What's the salka daitoch that nochrim are mitzvah al isura de shchut echutz to the point that we need a pasuk to be mimayet that they're not mitzvah? It's not included in the sheva mitzvot b'nei Noach, and the olas shalom was already more this nekuda. The chazan ish. And Simon Mem Aleph Sif Katan Yedalid, but based on the Meshech Chochmah that there is in Shchut Echutz a Durara Dechshash Avodah Zarah, we can say that since the Nachrim are Mitzuvah Avodah Zarah, because of this there's a Salka Daitach that therefore they're also Aser to be Shochet Bachutz, because that's Bechlal Durara Dechshash Avodah Zarah, and that's why we need a special pasuk to be Memayit them, that even though Shchut Echutz is included in Durara Dechshash Avodah Zarah, nevertheless the Nachrim are not Muzhar Al Shchut Echutz. However, we have to understand the reason for this matter, that if it's true Shchut Echutz are included in Jarar Dechshash Avodah Zarah because of this. There was a Saka Daitach that you shouldn't listen to a Navi to be Makriv Bachutz. And therefore, there was also a Saka Daitach that even Goyim are Musar on this. So now we have to understand why were Goyim Memuat from the Isser of Shchut Echutz? It's Jarar Dechshash Avodah Zarah, and their mitzvah on this as well. So why taka sof, we have a special miut of goyim, but why? Why are goyim allowed to be shochet shchut echutz when we see that it's drar d'chshash avodah zarah and their mitzvah and avodah zarah? So bepashtus, that's exactly the chiddush of the pasuk. That the Salka Daitach is that Goyim are Mitzvah al Shchut Echutz, because it's Bechal Jorah Dechshash Avodah Zarah. And then we have a special Gzeres HaKosav, just like by us, we would think by a Jew, that you shouldn't listen to a Navi, because Shchut Echutz is like Avodah Zarah. So we learn that you are allowed to listen to the Navi when he tells you to be Shochet Bechutz, so to the Goy. The Goy also. Havamina is that it's Jorah Avodah Zarah, he shouldn't be Shochet Bechutz. And then Kamashma on the pasuk that he should be Shochet Bechutz, and the Goy is only Mitzuveh on Avodah Zarah itself, and he's not Mitzuveh on Drarad Avodah Zarah. And we find that even in Avodah Zarah itself, Goyim are not mitzuvah, just like the Jews are mitzuvah, like shituf, serving God and someone else. So there's a day that Goyim toises b'chor, it's beis amit beis, divar maschil shem. So if they're not mitzuvah and shituf, like the Jewish people are, then so kol shekein, they're not mitzuvah al dror d'avodah zarah. And that's the miut. They're not mitzuvah al shchut echutz. However, the Meshech Chochma, Perek Zayin Pasuk Hei, writes that a Ger Toshev is not mitzuvah b'ibud avodah zarah. Why not? Why is a Ger Toshev not mitzuvah b'ibud for destroying avodah zarah? Because it's not included in Avizrayu d'avodah zarah that a Ger Toshev is mitzuvah in. So it's mashma that a goy is mitzuvah and a Ger Toshev is mitzuvah in Avizrayu d'avodah zarah. But the mitzvah of ibud avodah zarah, of destroying avodah zarah, is not included in Avizrayu. It's not an accessory of avodah zarah, and therefore the goy, the Ger Toshev, is not mitzuvah in this mitzvah. But you see that the goyim Ger Toshev are mitzuvah in Avizrayu d'avodah zarah. However, you can possibly make a chiluk. You can say that only Geri Toshev are mitzuvah and Avizrayu d'avodah zarah, but Sharbanei Noach, even though they're mitzuvah and avodah zarah, that they have no choice about, but they're not mitzuvah and Avizrayu d'avodah zarah. And that's what we learn to Pater Anochi Me'azhar Shchut Echutz, that even though he's included in Avizrayu, that even though Shchut Echutz is Avizrayu d'avodah zarah, nevertheless we have a miut that we learned Dafka from here, that Goyim are not Musar and Avizrayu d'avodah zarah, and that's the miut. Geri Toshev are mitzuvah and Avizrayu zarah. Goyim are not mitzvah, regular Goyim are not mitzuvah and Avizrayu d'avodah zarah, and that's the miut in the pasuk, that they're allowed to be Shochet Bachutz, which is Avizrayu d'avodah zarah. But you can't say that, because it would turn out according to this that a Geri Toshev is mitzuvah on Avizrayu d'avodah zarah, and therefore he's going to be mitzuvah al shchut echut. And it's not true, because the pasuk says Dabir al b'nei Yisrael. B'nei Yisrael, yes, nachrim no, and that excludes as well a ger toshev. So this whole theory is seemingly debunked, to say that goyim are not mitzuvah in Avizrayu d'avodah zarah, but geri toshev are, because geri toshev are also not mitzuvah in shchut echut. And the Tzafnes Panech, the Heilige Rogachev, Matnes Aniyim, Lamed Dalet Dalet, he writes that B'nai Noach are Mitzuvah L'Ibud Avodah Zarah. It's included in Avizrayu De Avodah Zarah. Zer Avram, Simen Chof, Osei, says that it's Taka Machlokas Achronim. And if so, we have to understand that if the Meshech Chachm is correct that Shchut Echutz is included in Avizrayu D'Chshash Avodah Zarah, why are Goyim excluded from Shchut Echutz? Why is Shchut Echutz different than all the Avizrayu d'avodah zarah? If you hold that Goyim, like the Heilige Rogachev, that Goyim are mitzuvah al-Ibud Avodah Zarah, they have to destroy Avodah Zarah, because it's included in Avizrayu d'avodah zarah. Goyim are mitzuvah in Avizrayu d'avodah zarah. So why are they not mitzuvah in Shchut Echutz, which is Avizrayu d'avodah zarah? Why do we even meet in the Pasuk? So it seems that Shchut Echutz is Dror D'Chshash Avodah Zarah is because Shchitas Kachim Shebachutz is Aser, and a person who Shechts Kachim Achutz B'smanis Rebam is not only over on the Yisr of Shchut Echutz, it doesn't even have a Torah's Karban, and therefore we can say that that's why it's Dror D'Avodah Zarah, since he's being Makriv Karban Bachutz, even though he's being Makriv it Lashem, nevertheless, it's not a carbon Lashem. It doesn't even have a Torah's carbon. That's Bizman Isser Bamas. But Bizman Heter Bamas, it was Mutterbi Makriv Babama Bachutz, and it was considered a carbon Garma Lashem. And therefore, there's no Chshash Dror D'avodah Zarah. And it emerges that only Bizman Isser Bamas, that there's the carbon outside doesn't have a Torah's carbon, there it's Bechlal Avizrayu D'Chshash Avodah Zarah. But Bizman Heter Bamas, that the Hakravas Karban Bachutz has a Torah's carbon, it's not included in Avizrayu d'avodah zarah, and other rabbits, a carbon legavah. And with this, we can explain that Goyim were excluded, that they are not Mitzuvah al Shchut Echutz, even though it's included in Dvar Dechshash, Dvar Dava Dezara. Listen very carefully. Because after the Torah was matir goyim to be matir makriv karbanos bachutz, even bizman iser bamos, so vis-a-vis the goyim, hakrovas karban bachutz is bizman heter bamos. For them, it's like zman heter bamos. We are assert to be makriv karban bachutz bizman iser bamos. But goyim are allowed to be makriv karban bachutz. Oh, goyim are allowed to be makriv karban bachutz. So that's zman heter bamos. If it's zman heter bamos, there's no chash dror d'avodah zara. Just like it works for us, there's no chash dror d'avodah zara bizman heter bamos. So too by goyim, boyim, it's always zman heter bamos bachutz. So there's never a chash dror d'avodah zara. For us, it's only dror d'avodah zara because we're aser in bamos bachutz. But goyim, that it's mutter bamos bachutz, there's never a chash dror d'avodah zara. What's the Salkat Aitoch? What's the Havamina? That Goyim are Musher. What's the Salkat Aitoch? That Goyim are Musher al Shchutei Chutz? Because it's included in Avizrayad Avodah Zarah. Because we thought in the Havamina that in Nachri's Makrav Bachutz, his carbon doesn't have a Torah's carbon, like a Jew. And therefore, we have a Salka Daitach that a Nachri is Musar al Shchutei Chutz, and it's included in Dvarat Chashash Avodah Zarah. And Kamash Milan the Pasuk, no! That a Nachri is not Mitzuvah al Shchutei Chutz, and therefore he's Bone Bama, he's Makar Vela Komash Yirtze, Kibizman Heter Bama. So in the Havamina Taka, the reason we thought that it was Dvarat Chashash Avodah Zarah, but now that we see that they're allowed to be Makar of Bachutz, it means it's like Zman Heter Bamas for us. And there's no Dror d'Avodah Zarah, it's not Avizrayu, and therefore it's B'seder Gomer, it's a carbon Gomer Legavoa, and it's Mutter for Goyim to be Makrav Bachutz. And it seems that we just never resolved that issue of it not being directly against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If the whole issue is like the Meshech Chachma says, that it's directly against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because we heard Anochi in Lo Yelecha, so Shechting Bachutz isn't directly against HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So what's the Salka Daitach? Not to listen, Mishum since it's Dror D'Chashash Avodah Zarah. Dror D'Chashash Avodah Zarah is only what's included Anochi v'Lo Yelecha. This is Anochi v'Lo Yelecha. That was a har. Akopan, we have some very nice Yedias and Chidushim. Be'inyan Agadol Hazeh Shel Hakrava Bachutz Al Pinavi, that we're not allowed to, according to the Meshech Chachma, Shash Dvar Avodah Zarah, but Goyim are allowed to, even though Goyim are Mitzuveh in even Avizrayu, even Ibud Avodah Zarah, they have to, according to Tzafes Paneach. Nevertheless, this isn't for them, it's not Dvar Avodah Zarah. It's like for us, when Bamas are Mutter, for them, it's always Bamas are always Mutter, and therefore there's no issue of Avodah Zarah. So, there's obviously a lot more to say in this sugya, and we should be zocha lilmo to the lami lishma v'lasos, or the kaim is called Ibrahim Salmo Taras v'bihava, main v'amain, shalom, sweetest, and most beloved friends.